From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. So yesterday, we learned the consumer price index was up 3.5% in March, higher than it was in February, which was higher than it was in January, which is not ideal. Today, we've got the producer price index. That measures inflation at the wholesale level. Those prices were up just 2.1% year over year. So let's go through what that means with KPMG chief economist Diane Swonk. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So producer price inflation is at 2.1%. Isn't that where the Fed kind of wants it? What's the takeaway here?
Well, first of all, the producer price index isn't what the Fed targets because that's not what we all pay for. That's in the pipeline. And I think that's important. But more importantly is what does the producer price index tell us about what might be coming down the road in terms of inflation? And the devil in the details there is not as good as that overall number looks on paper.
Why is that? Because prices for goods, at least, fell in March. I mean, that's got to be good.
It was good news for March. What the Fed is really concerned about is that much of the low-hanging fruit on the drop in goods prices has been plucked. And they worry if that's the case, we could see a more persistent inflation in the service sector really create a floor under inflation that's much too painful and really corrosive for the overall population. We had decades-long deflation in the goods sector that helped bring inflation down as the world economy globalized and we saw cheap goods coming in from abroad. Supply chain problems showed up in that producer price index in the details, and it suggests that maybe the relief we got in March was only temporary, and in fact, the Fed's worst fears might be realized.
Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.